Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Tom bringing us back, as in Petty, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. That's the Heartbreakers in the background there, by the way. I'm glad you're here. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Robert Siciliano is our guest, our new friend, soon-to-be old friend. We got a lot to learn from Robert. He is McAfee online security expert. He's a specialist in the area of cybersecurity, safety, identity theft, et cetera, et cetera. And they have a new survey that they conducted where U.S. consumers predicted that there would be a lot of connectivity, right, in 10 or 11 years, Robert, but there would also be a lot of concerns about security. The more high-tech we have, the more concern we're going to have for security, right?
Certainly. The Internet, as you and I know it, is maybe 20-something years old. You know, it's still relatively young.
Right.
We've brought so many of our everyday activities to the web and are relying on the Internet to communicate in a variety of different ways for commerce. So many people today are using sites like eBay and Amazon and Best Buy and others to make their birthday and Christmas and Valentine's Day purchases, and we're banking online, and we're paying others online, and it's just, you know, the days of paper are coming to an end in that respect. That being said, you know, the security of the web is flawed. You know, it's never going to be 100%, and we've discovered vulnerabilities in the past couple of years, like Heartbleed and others, that are pretty scary. And the fact that the backbone of the web is vulnerable means that every application that is deployed and every website that's out there has some way, shape, or form a vulnerability. Mm-hmm. So, you know,
and this is a multi hundreds of billions of dollar industry.
Trillion.
The bad guys.
Oh yeah, the bad guys. Yeah.
It's billions of billions. Earlier in the previous segment, you talked about a bad guy coming in and trying to get into your thing. You know, that bad guy is connected to a bad organization.
Yeah,
and well funded. These guys are smarter than any of us, and they've decided to live their life in cybercrime, and they're applying all their brain power to how to crack our security and get in and steal our stuff.
These are organized web mobs that they wake up 9 to 5, they go to their jobs, and their motivation is to crack systems to ultimately get paid. Mm-hmm. And while the ones that are doing the cracking may simply just be employers, their mob bosses, so to speak, mm-hmm. are orchestrating dozens, if not hundreds, of criminal hackers throughout the world as we speak.
What were some of the things that the responders to your survey told you that they saw that we would be doing in the online world 10 years from now?
Everyone is interested in being secure. They're interested in making sure that their data isn't compromised. They see the repercussions of the web growing up too quickly, and there not being enough security, and so they are anticipating that governments and corporations will organize to create a web that is that much more secure, that identifies and authenticates individuals properly and effectively, that allows for an even greater convenience, which, you know, ultimately that's what technology is. It's tools of technology equal conveniences.
Do you think biometrics will be one of the keys to getting closer to security?
I think it definitely is going to play a role. It has
fingertips, voice, retina scanning, whatever it may take.
all of that. I think as long as the technology itself is secure in a way that the data that scans your biometric isn't vulnerable, that consumers will feel more comfortable giving up those identifiers to properly authenticate them when they are either processing an application for credit or making some type of an online purchase or transaction.
What about the workplace? Talk to us about what your folks told us that they saw happening in the workplace.
So they recognize that their devices are more portable, and that they are using their own devices to access the workplace's information, and that they have to give up a certain amount of liberty when they're bringing their own devices to work.
Mm-hmm.
They realize that as long as they're going to be using their own, say, iDevices, iPads, iPhones, and others, you know, your Android devices, especially the Androids, to access company critical information, that there's going to be a certain amount of monitoring of those bring your own devices, meaning that employers will be or are and continue to install, say, an enterprise mobile management software program on those bring your own devices that ultimately gives a certain amount of control of the employer over those personal devices. Because if you lose the personal device and it has access to company information,
right,
the employer has to have a way of deleting the data on those devices remotely.
Robert, you got a website? You want to tell us how we can find this information and or find you?
You know what? Check us out at McAfee.com. That's McAfee.com.
All right, so check it out. Hey, will you come back another day and teach us some more about this?
Absolutely. I'm always here for you.
Thank you. Robert Siciliano, ladies and gentlemen. Quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.